I had some midweek travel, so I needed to get ahead on things for the weekend. Now, fortunately for me, Vulture put up an article called All of Robert De Niro's Comedic Roles Ranked. Sounds good. Now, if you are a new listener, when I do these article episodes, I don't look at it in advance. I do it cold because I like to react. Vulture writes, Robert De Niro famously will appear in just about anything you'll pay him to, and nowhere is this clearer than in his comedies. De Niro ostensibly gets comedic mileage from setting up his cinematic persona, but the problem is that he keeps doing it over and over. He's made more than 20 comedies, and almost all of them hark back to earlier, far more well-thought-out roles. Okay, here we go. Number 23, Dirty Grandpa from 2016. They write, there's depressing, there's dispiriting, and then there is Dirty Grandpa. Where do we start with this one? Maybe the scene where De Niro as the Dirty Grandpa masturbates while watching an amateur porn film starring two octogenarians. Yikes. Is Adam Sandler in this movie? This sounds like Adam Sandler should be in this movie. Number 22, Little Fockers. The three Fockers movies made $1.2 billion worldwide and are easily the most lucrative project with which De Niro's ever been involved. When people lament what's become of Robert De Niro, this is one of the movies often cited. Number 21, The Big Wedding. I don't remember this. De Niro plays the father of the bride who has to pretend he's still married to his ex-wife to placate the Catholic parents of the groom. This movie happened and Susan Sarandon, Katherine Heigl, and Robin Williams are in it? I don't remember that. Number 20, Meet the Fockers. He's good in Meet the Fockers. You're being a little harsh there. Like, I get the hating on the sequels, but he's good in Meet the Fockers. Come on. Number 19, New Year's Eve from 2011. De Niro plays a dying man in a hospital who wants to see the ball drop one last time. I don't remember this movie at all, but it answers the question, what's the only movie to star Robert De Niro, Ashton Kutcher, Lea Michele, Seth Meyers, and Jon Bon Jovi? Wow. Number 18, Showtime in 2002 was released in the wake of the De Niro comedy boom 3 years after Analyze This and 2 years after Meet the Parents. Oh, wait, when I was killing Meet the Fockers, maybe I was thinking of Meet the Parents. I was thinking of Meet the Parents, which I'm sure is higher on the list. Meet the Parents, good. Meet the Fockers, I apologize, Vulture. You were right to kill it. I told you I don't read these in advance. At the time, Hollywood seemed to think De Niro was just a comedy dynamo ready to be paired with a wacky partner in countless spit takes. Number 17, The War with Grandpa from 2020. Is Adam Sandler in this? These all sound like Adam Sandler movies. No, this is about a widower, played by Robert De Niro, who ends up moving in with his daughter, Uma Thurman. By the way, this episode, which I just planned 30 seconds ago, this is coming out way better than I thought. I hope you like it. I'm having a good time. De Niro and his daughter, Uma Thurman, have to stay in the same room as his grandson, who does not appreciate it. They end up having a war, which is a bunch of Home Alone-esque pranks involving shaving cream and poop. Yikes. Number 16 on the list from Vulture. Last Vegas from 2013, De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline. You know, if I told you they made a movie about this podcast that starred Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, and Robert De Niro, you'd be like, that sounds like it's pretty good. Apparently this is not. Robert De Niro plays a widower again who hasn't forgiven his best friend Michael Douglas for skipping his wife's funeral. Number 15, Analyze That. I'm paying attention. That's not Analyze This. This is Analyze That. Number 14, The Family from 2013. De Niro plays the head of a mob family, okay, in witness protection that keeps blowing their cover. By being inherently brutal and cruel, the movie never finds the right balance between tongue-in-cheek violence and actual horrifying violence. Vulture says there's probably a half-decent movie here somewhere, but no one has any idea where it might be found. Number 13, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. De Niro generally acquits himself adequately here as fearless leader, but his performance falls closer to the bottom of the list for his self-referencing "you talking to me" moment that we still haven't forgiven him for. We are halfway through Vulture's All of Robert De Niro's Comedic Roles Ranked, but guess what? Be right back. Continuing with All of Robert De Niro's Comedic Roles Ranked, we are up to number 12. From 2016, The Comedian. No, this is not The King of Comedy. It's The Comedian. Robert De Niro plays a slightly more well-balanced comic. He's Jackie, an aging funny man. He used to be a shocking stand-up before selling out to be the star of a lame family sitcom. That doesn't sound bad. But Vulture says, whereas De Niro was supposed to be inept in The King of Comedy, here, he's just not convincing as a killer comic. Number 11 from 2008, What Just Happened? De Niro plays a beleaguered, high-powered producer juggling two movies that are causing him nothing but headaches, negotiations with two ex-wives, a funeral service, and kids who are growing up too fast. I don't remember that at all, and I'm not interested, and I just read it to you. From 1989, We're No Angels, Robert De Niro and Sean Penn. And remember, it's 1989, Sean Penn. Penn seems to be looking side-eyed at the camera saying, my agents are making me do a comedy, but just so you know, I hate it. Number 9 from 2010, Machete. I've seen Machete. Robert De Niro's in it? My brain was erased. Knowing full well that a Buhis villain doesn't need subtlety, Robert De Niro lets his cowboy hat and accent do most of the emoting, creating a wonderfully crude caricature of redneck bigotry. Number 8 from 2013, Grudge Match. Have you seen Grudge Match? Grudge Match is really good, and it stars De Niro and Sylvester Stallone. They have a rematch. They're boxers. They have a rematch 30 years after their final battle. Now, if you watch the movie, pretend that this movie is actually Rocky V or Rocky VI, because Stallone plays a boxer who was really good in the 80s, and he's from, I think, from Pittsburgh, but he's from Pennsylvania. So he's totally not Rocky from Philly. But if you watch the movie, it's really good. Kevin Hart also in this, Alan Arkin, John Bernthal, Grudge Match from 2013. Again, watch it and just let your brain translate where you need to make it Rocky V, make it Rocky V. Number 7, analyze this from 1999. This is before De Niro shamelessly mugged his way through comedies, and here he makes sure to anchor his Paul Vitti gangster in genuine avarice and fear. It's a comedy, but you're meant to be scared of him. Number 6, The Intern from 2015. The Intern treats De Niro's character Ben as a bit of one-dimensional greatest guy ever. Always there for some sage advice or a shoulder to cry on. I don't think I've seen that one. Number 5, Meet the Parents. As discussed earlier in the podcast, I thought Vulture was being harsh, but they were being harsh to Meet the Fockers. Meet the Parents at number 5, a solid movie. Number 4, Mad Dog and Glory. De Niro plays a police photographer who is befriended and menaced by a mob boss played by Bill Murray. That's a good time. Number 3 from 1985, Brazil. Terry Gilliam once said, we needed a hero, and Bobby De Niro was our hero. Brazil's a nice reminder of how much De Niro can do with very little. Number 2, Wag the Dog. Forgot this movie exists. It is a great film from 1997. This is the movie about a slick Hollywood producer helping to orchestrate a fake war to distract the press from a presidential sex scandal. That would never happen in real life. And number 1 from 1988, Midnight Run. Hold on. Is The King of Comedy not on this list? How is The King of Comedy not on this list? I'm confused. He plays a comedian. He tells jokes. I guess we're arguing it's not a comedy. I'm so distracted now, I can't even talk about Midnight Run. De Niro plays a good egg who got run out of the Chicago police force because he alone wouldn't take bribes from the mob, losing a wife and daughter in the process, and the actor brings a sweet decency to the role. But what about The King of Comedy? Why isn't that on the list? Ever since I saw Joker, I wanted to watch King of Comedy again. What about Joker? De Niro plays a talk show host. Isn't the talk show host a late night host doing jokes? What about that? What about that? Why is The King of Comedy on the list? Every time, that's your comedy news for today. Filler episode, I admit it. But I think it came out pretty good. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I don't know what's on tomorrow because I recorded this Tuesday afternoon. See you then. We'll find out together.